righty, holy hump day. Here we go again. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Dave here, and everything you need to hear again or for the first time from today's show. It is October 2nd. We had a long song Wednesday, as always. Spun the wheel, find out where it landed. Pizza for breakfast. That's what we talked about right off the bat. It is National Pizza Month. Check the internet. There are deals galore for the most perfect food. It's Song Stories at 7:10 every morning. Procol Harum got featured today. There's another Halloween controversy, as there is every year. Today, it's a certain scar that most certainly looks like something else. And Steve and I once again tried our best to identify those famous artists in their earliest bands. Ghost of Music Past is what we played, and it might be our most successful one to date. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You've heard me go off on this before, and if anybody else has another idea, I'm open to hearing it. 215-263-WMGK, the number here in the studio. But is there a more perfect food than pizza?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think long and hard about that.
Yeah.
My gut says no.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of with
you. It has everything, because I'm a toppings guy, so right, it really does have
right,
everything.
Right. And even if you just get a plain cheese pizza, you got everything. You got the starch, you got the bread, you got all of that. You got the tomato, right? There's your vegetables. You got your cheese. Sure. There's your dairy. It's totally covered. Yeah. You know, you want some protein on it? Okay, you put some chopped meat, or put some sausage, you put some anchovies. After all, they are fish. All right, you know,
I ain't gonna fight you. I can have for every meal.
It is in fact a National Pizza Month this month. Right, and a survey says that it is the number one non-breakfast food that people have.
Oh, hell yeah. Right. Every Saturday morning, pretty much.
Really?
Well, because we get it Friday night a lot, and then I'm just breakfast is served.
That's your problem. I just finished pizza Friday night.
What else? I'll give you some things. All right, I'll give you some things, and you tell me if you would eat these for breakfast.
Okay.
Chocolate cake.
Yes.
Yes, beyond a shadow.
Oh, yeah, with milk? Perfect.
Yeah. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. Chicken strips and fries.
Yes.
Now you got me.
I can eat anything at any time of day, and it didn't start until I started working morning radio.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be.
But that's also because you get up so early. So by the time, I've been here 3 hours already. If I came in at 9, it would be lunchtime.
Go ahead.
It's part of that, getting up early, but it's also food drops that we get. It's like, oh, hell yeah, it's delicious. Right. I'm going to try that.
Exactly. You know, how about spaghetti?
I'm out.
Yes.
I'm out.
I can do it.
I look like I do it.
Dave doesn't.
I'm out too.
No.
Sorry. Steak and potatoes?
Yep.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem with that.
With some eggs.
Burger?
Yeah. We've had it.
We've had it.
We've had it here.
No.
Right. A salad?
No. Absolutely not.
No way in hell. No. Nachos?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Hot dog?
Yeah.
Chicken curry? No.
Probably not. No. Definitely not.
Now I'm starving.
Sorry, Habib.
Intern, get me something.
I'm sorry, Patel. I'm going to pass on the chicken curry. Now, I got to tell you, I think we got to order breakfast pizza. I am now craving pizza in the worst way. And of course, someone sends in, without fail, anytime you do this, you start talking about tomatoes, someone's going to send a text or an email that says, well, you know, it's really a fruit. Yes. Technically, you're right. It is a fruit, and I will call it a fruit as soon as I start seeing people put it on their cereal, right? Or mix it in a bowl of berries. Oh, here's some berries and tomatoes.
You ever have tomato yogurt? It's delicious.
Really?
I'm kidding.
No. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to support your nonsense, John. Come on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. For song stories today, feeling, smelling, and tasting lyrics. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's what the band thinks. All right, we will get to that at 7:10. Cindy is here. You're a pizza breakfast person, aren't you?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. I don't tell you. Should we order one?
Yes, absolutely. I'll throw in, okay. Believe it or not.
Right. Wow. Yeah. He really wants it. All right. I was going to offer to pay for the whole damn thing.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stars today being brought to us by A Better Financial Plan. Looking for double-digit returns? Look no further. A Better Financial Plan.com. Today, we're dealing with Keith Reed. Keith Reed is the only person who's ever been a member of the band that didn't play in the band. He was the lyricist for Procol Harum, you know? And, you know, when you're running around tripping a light fandango, you know, the man, you know, and I remember talking to guys in the band and asking them to explain what the hell is going on in Whiter Shade of Pale. And they're going, come on, it's simple. It's a poem. Don't you get it? And I'm like, no, I never got it. So I figured, why don't we dig up some Keith Reed and see if he can explain this and see if this makes sense to you.
I know. I was trying to say I had a storyline. The song tells a story. It was originally a much longer story because originally the song was twice as long as it ended up on record. And also I was trying to paint a picture and communicate a mood. That's what I was trying to do lyrically. I was trying to tell a story, and I was also trying to make people not just hear the story, but feel it and smell it and taste it. And hopefully I did.
Well, that explains it all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
It is time. This isn't a fashion thing. This is more of a Halloween thing.
Okay.
Because we've already had one Halloween controversy with the Mr. Rogers sexy outfit.
Yeah.
Right? Well, if you go to our Facebook page right now or to WMGK.com, you'll find it in both of those places. It seems that there's a store in England that's selling a latex scar that you could put on for Halloween.
A scar?
Yeah, a scar. Okay. Have you gone and looked at that yet?
Yeah, I'm starting to see what it is here.
Right.
The page is so busy. That
yeah, I'm doing the
yeah,
same problem.
Same
here.
Thing. Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Oh,
it's up. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. There yeah. Obviously, right she
sound.
Found it.
That was the right sound.
Oh, so where do you put the scar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. It doesn't work in the middle of your forehead.
It looks like a hoo ha, folks. Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. It's supposed to be a scar, but it really looks like lady parts. It is. Like,
it is really gross.
Right. It
so
really
it's
is
functioning well right. for Halloween. But
okay. I'm glad you put that caveat in there for a Halloween.
Can you buy a baby head to pop out?
Oh,
is that an
God.
Accessory? I mean, that would add to the scare factor.
No kidding.
That ain't a scar, bro.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
But right now it is time for Long Song Wednesday. You know, all of the songs that are on the wheel, with the exception of the bonus ones, are actually suggestions from listeners.
Right.
I mean, these are all songs that we see this list every week and, you know, change things up. On the wheel this week, The Stones, Can't You Hear Me Knocking? The Doors, When the Music's Over. The listener pick, it'll come off of the text board. Yes, Yours is No Disgrace. Bob Seger's Traveling Man, Beautiful Loser. Led Zeppelin's When the Levee Breaks, and of course the bonus squares where we don't know what's behind them. This is Bill, our program director. He picks those songs. They're not necessarily long songs, but they tend to be deep tracks. So anything in particular you're looking for?
Seger?
You
Bobby
want Seger? What about yourself?
I would love to hear some Doors.
You like to hear some? I wouldn't mind hearing that, or the Yes, to tell you the truth. They're both new this week. And then there's always the listener picks. A lot of great picks this morning, so let's spin the wheel.
Come on, man.
Oh, listener pick!
Listener pick! All nice. Right, all right. Well, we looked through a whole bunch of them. And, Steve, you got that one ready?
Yeah, not ready yet.
Not
I'm
ready
finding
yet?
It.
Okay.
Wait, okay. Hold on, now I got it.
You got it?
No, I don't. Because
no, you don't? Why? Because your microphone's in the way of your nose?
No, with this system, I have to be perfect in what I type in.
Right.
And if there's a certain punctuation that I'm not expecting to be there,
right?
It doesn't show up. So hold on.
Right now, it doesn't look like it's showing up at all. You should have gone with the last one you had there. That was a good one too.
He's starting to get berated on our Instagram Live.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed to do? It's not there.
Right? Yes, it is.
I'm looking at it. Right?
You need to slim those fingers down.
I'm looking for the right song, right?
John and Steve are double teaming now. This is great. We ran out of bed.
I don't think it's ever happened before.
I don't think so either. We ran out of bed.
Right. I mean, we're scrolling through our entire...
It's there. I saw it this morning.
What See what you listeners are making us go through?
Oh.
There it is.
I'm Steve had an epiphany. Okay. Here we go.
Were you looking for the Rolling Stones song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I had the strangest feeling, but someone said Memory Motel, and I looked at that and I said, you know what? That's got to be a listener pick today. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Eventually, we get them all on the air. God, I don't remember the last time I heard that song. Memory Motel, I do remember the last time I drove past it. A lot of people don't realize this place exists.
Okay.
All right, it's out on Montauk. As a matter of fact, Mike Marone is from Wilmington to Delaware is the person who put in that request for Long Song Wednesday. And a couple of weeks ago, he was in Montauk and drove right past it and sent us a picture. And this morning when I saw it, I remembered that, but I didn't realize they were the same person. If you, did you find a picture we could put up?
I did.
It's a dive.
It's a huge dive. Only has 3 stars on Yelp, so I'm not impressed.
It looks like a horror movie motel.
Yeah, it's like your typical roadside motel. Yep. One big long building with a lot of doors on it.
See the Tarantino scene happening there.
Yeah, exactly. But if you've never seen it, we've just put it up on the Facebook page on WMGK.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
But it is time now for us to get to something we haven't gotten to in a while, and it's always fun. It's Songs of Ghosts of Music Past, where I will give you the name. The guys here in the studio, you can play along in your cars at home. All right, I'll give you the name of the band originally, and you got to tell me who this band is. I'll play a little something for you so that you can understand what we're dealing with. And the first band we're dealing with is Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. Okay.
A lot of alliteration.
I think so. I think that's going to be harder to say than it is for you to figure this out. I think this one's going to be a little easy on you, all right?
Okay.
Here comes Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
Sounds like Primus, Steve.
It does, dude.
Winona had a big brown beaver.
But that's definitely not Les Claypool on vocals.
Right.
It has that funky vibe, though. I think it is pretty obvious. And the fact that it's Tony Flo.
Oh, is it Chili Peppers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Nice.
The Chili Peppers.
I love
That's
Tony
right.
Flo. How early 90s does that sound? I should have kept that.
Actually, the way the story goes is a friend of Flea's was doing this show, and they needed an opening act. So he said, look, why don't you grab that Anthony Kiedis character? That's what he referred to him as, Anthony Kiedis character, and just come up and do a song. That turned into them becoming a band. Right. And Kiedis once said, he says, I remember I was wearing an orange hunting cap, and we wanted to play Majestic and Chaotic. And oddly enough, and I'm quoting him exactly, oddly enough, I was totally sober.
Oh, wow.
All right, so let's move on to our next band this morning, and that is Mr. Crow's Garden. Okay. All right, Mr. Crow's Garden, I can't tell you all that much about them. I can play this for you, and hopefully this will give you an idea of who the band is. You ready? Mr. Crow's Garden.
Started out just as friends. I thought you'd be there till the end.
Sounds newer. Yeah.
Definitely.
Is it?
You can tell by the production. It's probably like the 90s.
The Black Crows? Did they just really just change
crows,
from
crows, crows in the name?
Which the Counting Crows?
Ooh, no, that's not Doris.
We wouldn't know. Is it the Black Crows?
I'll go with that, sure.
You're going to go with the Black Crows?
Yeah.
Chris Production, just
Gentlemen,
like
you are?
Oh!
2 for 2.
Wow!
Mr. Crow's Garden, the battling Chris and Rich Robinson. This was their original band, right? It was reportedly the name come from some children's book, Johnny Crow's Garden, Right, so they decided to make it Mr. Crow's Garden, and they were a Deaf American act. Remember Deaf American Records?
Mm-mm.
All right, they were that was Rick Rubin's original label.
Oh no!
All right, okay. and he said to them, "He goes, hey, look, I really like this band, right? But I really think you should change the name. I was thinking about Cobb County Crows, all spelled with no K's.
Oh God!
So then you could put KKK on your albums.
Yeah.
You're saying this to a band from the South, right? You know, and basically, he says, and they look at him like, are you crazy? He goes, no, I'm serious. I think it's very marketable. And basically, the quote is, we told him to go F himself.
Yeah.
All right. You're two for all two right. this week.
Might be the best
think,
ever.
It might be the best
you got
ever.
One more?
All right, here we go. I got one more for
is it
you.
The Kinks.
What? It is not the Kinks. It is not the Kinks. This is the Stilettos.
Okay.
Also at one time known as Angel and the Snake.
What do you think? I feel like I'm in a Lower East Side dive.
Yeah.
Getting beer spilled on me.
The immediate thought is I cancel out Joan and I think it's Benatar.
Think it's Benatar?
Benatar? That's a good call. Lita Ford? No, it's more high pitched though.
Chrissy Hynde?
Mm. Blondie?
Blondie jumped out of me originally, but I don't think he would go with Blondie. I think it's either Benatar
you think she
or
had, Benatar had this streak of punk in her early. Maybe
I think so.
She's younger, more juvenile. Sure, let's go Benatar.
You go to Benatar.
Yep.
Should have gone with your original feeling.
Is that
it's
right?
Blondie.
Is it really?
Oh, it's Blondie. I didn't think you would go there. Wow.
I didn't either.
It's Blondie. They started out, basically, Chris Stein had a band. Right? She joined the band, and they were the Stilettos at that time. And then at one point, they thought of changing the name, mm-hmm. and they became Angel and the Snake. Right, and then of course, eventually it became Blondie. That's why when you went Lower East Side, I said, "Oh my God, he's going to get a third one."
Wait a minute, Blondie's making headlines this week because her book came out,
yeah.
and the biggest excerpt has to do with Bowie's manhood.
Uh-huh. Right.
Was he the snake?
No. But from what I understand, she saw the snake.
Oh yeah.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.